You're listening to SBS News.
Jubilation as Western Australia's hard border comes down and families reunite at Perth Airport.
I haven't seen my family in over a year, missed birthdays and stuff like that, so it's actually really good to get back, and I'll probably soak in the moment once I'm off camera.
You've been away for about 2 years, so this is the first time that my daughter is meeting her grandparents.
Arrivals need to register a G2G application with the WA government and complete rapid antigen tests.
Free rapid test at the counter for you.
While domestic travellers must be double or triple vaccinated if eligible, or they won't be allowed in. WA Premier Mark McGowan says it's the right time to reopen.
We always said the whole way along it would come, but we wanted to do it in the safest possible way. So we waited till we got to very high third dose vaccination levels.
While the border has reopened, locally acquired COVID-19 cases are surging. Professor Jaya Dantas is a public health expert from Curtin University.
So we will see those case numbers increasing in the next 6 to 8 weeks to the prediction of about 10,000 a day.
The WA government has put in place a range of new restrictions, including expanding an indoor mask mandate to include children in year 3 and above, a 10-person limit on home gatherings, density limits, and a cap of 150 people with seated service only for nightclubs and hospitality venues, and a 50% capacity limit for major stadiums. Local music promoters like Marcus Sarich from the Indian Ocean Hotel say the industry is facing a dire month of March.
We're a live music venue. We've got music on 4 nights a week. We're just really trying to make up lost ground from the previous shutdown. So that was devastating in itself, in that, you know, we make our money for winter over that period.
The entire state coming out of isolation together. Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.